Hello and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change, by Derek Rydahl and summarized by Ashley Butcher. As always, we'll begin with a quote. When we don't experience the symphony of success, it's because we're not tuned into it. Spiritual life coach Derek Rydahl brings us this book all about the law of emergence, a philosophical principle that's been around for ages. The law of emergence states that within every one of us is the capacity to achieve the ultimate state of consciousness that is our inborn birthright, which some call enlightenment, satori, moksha, or illumination. Rydahl has laid his book out into a 7-step system to help us understand and achieve this powerful ancient concept. In today's Life Note, we will briefly explore all 7 stages of this system. The first big thought, see the completed vision, focus deeply. Quote, tapping into, defining, or even declaring your ideal outcomes pulls you out of the inertia of mental and emotional trends and puts you back at the center. End quote. The entire concept surrounding the law of emergence and this book all revolve around the idea that, quote, within you is a destiny waiting to be born. Not within your body, but within the part of you that has always existed. In order to fulfill it, you must tap into your soul's vision. End quote. The goal of emerging is to unlock this destiny, and the first stage in the process is to see the complete vision. Quote, true vision can neither be created nor changed because it's part of this ultimate reality we've been exploring, what Plato called the realm of perfect prototypes or ideal forms, end quote. The entire first chapter of this book is dedicated to this month's lifebook category of focus, life vision. Rydahl asserts that vision is different than visualization. Visualization is good for manifesting short-term goals, but a true life vision should encompass all of someone's being, physically and spiritually. Not everyone's completed vision is easy to grasp, the author says. Rydahl claims that this occurs not because the vision has stopped speaking to them, but rather because, quote, rational thinking and cultural conditioning, end quote, have repressed it to the point of silence. Rydahl offers several powerful exercises within the book to help people in this position, each rooted in one of the 7 stages of emergence. The second big thought, cultivate congruent conditions, the garden of your mind. Quote, everything we see, feel, taste, touch, every relationship we have is all happening in the mind. End quote. The second stage of emergence is titled cultivate congruent conditions. The idea here is that each of us can use our own minds to create the circumstances and conditions of almost any situation. Rydahl shares several personal stories to illustrate just this. There were times in his life when times were looking dark or full of frustration, and he illustrates very well the methods that he uses to shape the conditions around him into positive ones. Rydahl calls it the reality-creating mechanism of consciousness, the ability for humans to interpret things in their own mind, which is where our reality lies. By using this mechanism, we develop a new awareness to the way things are. We take control of our lives and our worlds by taking control of our own consciousness. Quote, if you want to fully activate the law of emergence and become the master of your life, you must accept that what's outside is a reflection of what's inside. End quote. This acceptance is a powerful asset and is referred to in other circles as internalization. Internalization is the ability to draw attention and thought into your own consciousness. Instead of pointing the finger at outside people or forces, those who internalize recognize the fact that their reality exists in their own minds, and they can control the way their mind works, and therefore control their own reality. Although externalization certainly has its place, Rydahl would almost certainly agree that it's not something to be used to define how you live your life. The next big thought, create the quantum plan, blueprint of the soul. Quote, if we look deeply at the present moment, we see the past and the future in it. End quote. Stage 3 of emergence is called creating the quantum plan, a plan that is created by your future self while envisioning your ideal life from 30,000 feet above. By planning in this manner, it's much easier to color your ideal life and much easier to see the path forward without physical and mental limitations. The quantum part of quantum planning, quote, is about creating a life structure that mirrors our soul's blueprint, end quote. The process of planning is a very mental one, and Rydell injects some desperately needed spirit into the process. Quote, in physics, the word quantum refers to the minimum amount of any physical entity involved in an interaction, end quote. When it comes to life vision, planning plays a massive role. However, the author asserts that traditional planning is flawed and lacking. Quote, most planning approaches, even more enlightened ones, are still based on the Newtonian model of life that says we are lacking and have to create plans in order to make something happen, versus the emergence model, where we are planning in order to make the something which is already happening welcome. End quote. It's almost like Rydell works in reverse order. He's basically reverse engineering the traditional personal development process. The wisdom Rydell shares is often powerful and certainly unique. The next big thought, give what appears to be missing, and you shall receive. Quote, you only keep what you give away, end quote. After quantum planning comes the fourth stage of emergence, give what appears to be missing. At first glance, that title seems to mean give to others what others are missing to help them fill the role. What Rydell actually means is to give to others what is missing in your life. If you want more respect, respect others more. If you want more love, love more fully. The idea of manifesting what we need in our own lives by giving to others is a very powerful idea indeed. The author then analyzes it a step further. If you can fill up your own life by exuding that which is missing, this means that everything you seek in life, all the answers you are after, are inside yourself. Rydell really stresses how important this concept is, that everything you need is within you. It's a very empowering thought when a lot of today's societies and institutions literally insist that we're powerless unto ourselves and we must seek external answers and solutions for our happiness and security. Giving is hard at times, and the author understands that. When we're lacking in money, it's simply much harder for us to donate. Quote, giving should feel like a stretch, but not so much that you pull a muscle, end quote. It's a leap of faith, as he puts it, but those leaps can be very rewarding. It can be difficult to be a good friend or companion to someone when we're feeling lonely and depressed ourselves, but the reality is that at the end of the day, both the giver and the receiver exit the exchange happier, healthier, more enlightened beings every time. The next big thought. Act as if you're it. Fake it until you make it. Quote, action is belief in work clothes, end quote. Having just passed the halfway mark of the book, we find ourselves at stage 5 of emergence. Act as if you're it. While reading this chapter, the phrase fake it till you make it may come to mind. Essentially, that's what's at the heart of this chapter. Although the saying may be seen as cliche, its power is undeniable. The fact is, by faking it, you allow yourself to begin doing it, and by doing it, you're no longer a faker. You're putting into action that which you want to create, even if it feels awkward and unnatural at first. It's a simple and profound concept. Rydell extrapolates and puts a fine point on his thoughts by saying, quote, faking in this case is just a way of rehearsing for what's trying to emerge, preparing your mental, emotional, spiritual, and sometimes physical structures to be able to express the next level, end quote. As important as fake it until you make it is, what's more important is to continue faking it until we make it. Just like Rydell related, it's akin to rehearsing for a play. We must be like method actors, deeply in tune with our roles. When it comes time to act from where you want to be, not where you are. Act with no concern for results. Another profound concept from this chapter that must be addressed is something Rydell called acting from stillness. Quote, with all this talk of action, it might seem like you should always be in motion or you'll be out of integrity. This couldn't be further from the truth. Sometimes the most affirmative and courageous action is no action. End quote. Stillness should be the default place from which you act. Remaining silent in a situation can oftentimes carry far more power than any action. quote, simply witnessing that energy, starving it of its power, end quote. Listening instead of speaking is a practice of stillness that is absolutely invaluable. No action should be taken when that action is frenetic or comes from a place of desperation. The next big thought, embrace what appears broken. Understanding is healing. Quote, it's not the events that shape our character and future, it's how we interpret them, end quote. The sixth stage of emergence is called embrace what appears broken. The brokenness Rydell refers to is a form of inner brokenness. Emergence is often held back by negative emotions and forces, fear, low self-esteem, resentment. These are attributes that we confront within ourselves, like a character developing in a novel. The problem comes when we constantly reapply these attributes, forcing ourselves to remain stuck in our own drama. The challenge is to embrace this brokenness, understand it, and eventually use it as a tool to help shape our conscious world. Just like we must bring forth our inner brilliance and destiny, so too must we bring forth our brokenness. In order to step into our light, we must travel through our shadow side. In this chapter, Rydell quotes the Gospel of Thomas, quote, if you bring forth what is within you, it will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, it will destroy you, end quote. The first part of this new healing paradigm is accepting everything as a supportive element on your path of awakening and fulfillment. This line calls us back to the idea of shaping our reality using our conscious minds. The idea of using mental interpretation as a force for good is a constant theme during this read. The chapter ends with a lengthy, almost hypnotic exercise that Rydell shares, its intention being to go back in time and find the source of some form of inner brokenness in order to embrace and heal it. A blend of meditation and deep visualization, it delves deeply into where brokenness may lie. The final big thought, wait on the law. Patience is a virtue. Quote, waiting on the law means trusting that your seeds are growing, end quote. The seventh and final stage of emergence is titled Wait on the Law. It emphasizes how important patience is when it comes to the law of emergence or achieving enlightenment. Waiting doesn't just mean sitting on your hands and watching life pass you by. When it comes to emergence, waiting is an active experience, not passive. Waiting also entails perseverance. Quote, one key distinction that separates achievers from non-achievers is that non-achievers give up when things get hard and results aren't forthcoming, end quote. Sometimes waiting is a challenge in itself, and it takes strength and courage to engage in it. Just as discussed in the fifth stage of emergence, sometimes inaction is far more necessary than taking action. Good things come to those who wait. The ability to wait is one that has been tied to religion and spirituality for thousands of years. Not just to wait, but to wait patiently and diligently. It's been considered something that should be practiced and developed, and Rydell views it no differently. According to Rydell, waiting is the key to the law of emergence. If you manage to master the other six steps of emergence and have the patience and diligence to wait on the law itself, then you will allow yourself to achieve enlightenment. So there we have it. Rydell's seven-step system to help us understand and achieve the powerful concept of emergence in our highest selves. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.